Connection is the feeling of landing in the present tense. Welcome to On the Edge, a podcast and now also a book about making unexpected connections everywhere and anywhere. My name is Roland Harwood, and in each episode, we try to make sense of our increasingly connected world. Why should you embrace uncertainty as an opportunity, not a threat? How can you connect people and ideas to engineer serendipity? Where should you start when embarking upon a transition to something new? On the Edge will be your guide to navigating uncertainty based upon the experiences of a diverse group of creative and entrepreneurial people and organizations who have learned how to survive and thrive in our increasingly connected world, and is available to buy now as a book or ebook. In this episode, I read Chapter 1, called Start at the End. Enjoy! There's an old joke about a person who is lost in the countryside and asks a farmer for directions. The farmer thinks for a moment and says, "You know, if I were you, I wouldn't start from here." So where else might we start? When it comes to making sense of our increasingly connected world, it might be best to start with acknowledging an ending. Søren Kierkegaard said that life can only be understood backwards, but must be lived forwards. So in order to move forwards, take a moment to understand what has brought you to this point in time. Maybe it's a job or a relationship that has come to an end. Or else it could be an old identity or a belief about which you have changed your mind. Or it could be a national or global event that affects you directly in some way. Whatever it is, it's important to at least recognize it and say farewell to familiarity. In some cases, to celebrate it, and in other cases, to mourn its passing. It is human nature to dislike ambiguity. Yet whether an ending is positive or negative, it's important to not just ignore it and carry on. Rather, give yourself permission to pause, notice your feelings, and consider any lessons learned. If you don't, you might find it hard to move beyond it and could be destined to relive the experience or be trapped by it somehow. Whereas sometimes simply acknowledging that there is a threshold and marking it in some way as significant is enough, as Sonja Blichnote said. Shout it from the rooftops if that's helpful, or write it on a piece of paper and burn it, with the only record for posterity being a puff of smoke. By taking the time to reflect on the past and looking towards the future, we can gain a greater understanding of our place in the world and the role we play in shaping it. For instance, in recent decades, we have realized that our climate is a truly interconnected system. The planetary ecosystem is becoming our one truly unifying global purpose as a species. Our response to this crisis needs to match that in scale. But it's also necessary to acknowledge that what has been lost before looking forward towards building a habitable planet where humanity can thrive. As you reflect and recognize what has come to an end, look out for hidden connections, as everything you might need could be within reach. The best antidote to uncertainty is neuroplasticity. So what's the smallest thing that you can do right now to make a difference to yourself or somebody else? As old realities crumble or fade away, new opportunities beckon, as if we accept that nothing is inevitable. Giant leaps can emerge from baby steps. The future starts here and now, so flip the script and start at the end. Thank you for listening to this excerpt of the book On the Edge. If you enjoyed it, then please consider buying a copy and giving both the book and this podcast a good review or rating, as that really helps get it out to new people. Others have described the book as realistic and wise, succinct and insightful, and a thoughtful meditation on how to navigate uncertain futures. On the Edge was brought to you by Liminal, a community of compulsive climate connectors. Thank you to all of our members, clients, partners, and patrons. To find out more about Liminal, please visit weareliminal.co. The future is built on the actions that you take today. We are all on the edge of so many different possible futures. What are you on the edge of right now? Until next time, please keep on connecting people and ideas. If you do, you never know what might happen. Thank you and goodbye.